A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul addressed the people in these words, "I'm a Jew born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city. At the feet of Gamaliel, I was educated strictly on our ancestral law and was zealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way to death, binding men and women and delivering them to prison. Even the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify on my behalf. For from them I received letters to the brothers and sisters and set out for Damascus to bring back to Jerusalem in chains for punishment those there as well. On that journey I drew near to Damascus about noon. A great light from the sky suddenly shone around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' 'Who are you?' I asked. He said, 'I'm Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting.' My companions saw the light but did not hear the voice of the one who spoke. 'What shall I do, sir?' I asked. The Lord answered, 'Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told everything appointed for you to do.' Since I could see nothing because of the brightness of that light, I was led by hand by my companions and entered Damascus. A certain Ananias, a devout observer of the law and highly spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and stood there and said, 'Saul, my brother, regain your sight.' At that very moment I regained my sight and saw him, and he said, 'The God of our ancestors designated you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear the sound of his voice, for you will be his witness before all to what you've seen and heard. Now why delay? Get up and have yourself baptized and your sins washed away, calling upon his name.'" The word of the Lord. I actually think that the frequently overlooked hero in this story of St. Paul's conversion from the Acts of the Apostles is Ananias. We're told that he was a devout observer of the law, a well-respected Jew who had welcomed the good news being preached by Jesus and his disciples. I'm not sure, though, that he would have been thrilled with the fact that the voice that he heard speaking to him, Jesus' voice, was asking him to do something that seemed utterly impossible. "Excuse me, Lord, I think there's been some interference in the communication here. It sounded like you were telling me to go and meet the murderous Saul of Tarsus. I know you wouldn't want me to do something like that. Maybe you could just send me a text message or an email with the details. I'm sure you know that this Saul of Tarsus is one we don't want to mess with, and clearly you wouldn't want me to be getting involved with a violent murderer like him." Well, imagine Ananias' face when the voice of Jesus actually confirmed that, "Yes, Brother Ananias, the fact is I really am asking you to go meet with the violent, murderous Jew named Saul. And if you could set off at once, I'd be most grateful. But Lord, do you have any idea who this Saul of Tarsus is? Trust me, he's not the one you want on your team. I'd be glad to give you a list of some really devoted, holy men and women who'd be great evangelizers. Would you like me to jot those names down for you?" No, Ananias, I'm just asking you to be obedient to the task that I've placed before you." Saul wasn't the only one who needed to be converted on that day. In fact, Saul's conversion was intimately connected with Ananias' obedience and ongoing conversion. Jesus chose a humble and obedient follower of the way to be his messenger of peace and reconciliation. Ananias doesn't appear time and time again in the Gospels as a major figure in the early church. No, he was just a devout Jew, attentive to God's word, God's voice. Thanks in part to Ananias, though, Saul was washed and set free by the mercy of the risen Christ. God used little-known Ananias as an instrument for the preaching of the gospel to the Gentiles, and that means most of us. Now, I've never seen a church called St. Ananias Church, though it would be a beautiful way to remember the important mission of this rather obscure disciple. The good news is that most of us are also just everyday disciples of Jesus trying to be attentive to God's voice in our daily lives. There probably won't be any churches named after us either, though nothing is impossible for God, of course. But maybe God has a very important minor role for each of us in this grand story of salvation. maybe there's a bit of Ananias in all of us, and maybe there's a Saul of Tarsus out there who's waiting to hear a word of God that will set him or her free. We don't hear much about Ananias after this life-changing experience that gave us the gift of the fiery apostle St. Paul, whose feast we celebrate today. But Ananias is written into our story of salvation precisely because on that one particular day, he was paying attention, open to the surprising and wild word of God, ready to say, "Here I am, Lord. Speak your word into my heart, and I will do my best to say yes." Amen.